All right, let's go to the Cardio Newsline and visit with at-large Representative Councilman Brian Risley is joining us right now. Brian, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it. Good morning. Where do you want to start this morning?
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me on. I wanted to start out this morning by reminding all of the citizens that tomorrow evening, Councilmember Dave Lineweber and I are going to be hosting a State of the Community town hall at Trainwreck downtown starting at 5:30 p.m. And we're going to be talking about everything from growth to public safety to any other topics that are of interest to citizens. And we welcome everybody to come on down.
How would this differ from the State of the City that is presented by Mayor Yemi Mobilati?
Well, this is just simply a town hall that Councilmember Lineweber and I are hosting. So it's similar in that we're going to be talking about any city matters that are of interest to folks. We don't have a set agenda necessarily, and certainly are not speaking on behalf of city council at large or the administration in particular, and simply just speaking from the perspective of two at-large council members.
It's interesting because you want to get the information from the citizens, you know, who you represent, basically. How do you get the word out to tell people about these events? I mean, are they well attended?
The first one we had was not all that well attended, mostly we think because it was an evening that we had a fairly bad snowstorm moving in. But we had one last week at Red Lake Brewing Company over on the west side of town, and it was fairly well attended. There were maybe 20 or so folks. You know, I know the city communications team does a good job of trying to get information out on social media, you know, news media such as this venue. I think KRDO ran an article online about the last one as well. So there are obviously a number of fingers which the city can use to make citizens aware of these kinds of town hall meetings. But it's difficult, obviously, because people are busy and there's a lot going on, and not that many folks are fully engaged, to be honest.
Yeah. And from a time perspective, from a planning perspective, how long do these usually last? And give us the time again.
Sure. So it's 5:30 p.m. tomorrow night at Trainwreck downtown. We'll be talking for about an hour and a half, answering questions and just interacting with folks that show up. We've had these in the works now for probably about, 3 or 4 months. So we started advertising at the beginning of the year that we were going to be doing a series of these. The other thing that I want to mention that I think is pretty cool about it is that rather than hosting them at a library or a school or another, you know, more typical or traditional venue for a town hall like this, Councilmember Lineweber had the great idea of hosting them at local small businesses so that we could celebrate the impact that local businesses have on the community and give people the opportunity to come down and support those businesses. So it's a great opportunity for folks to, you know, grab a fresh beer and something from the food truck or the restaurant and listen to what we have to say and what's going on.
And remember, don't talk with your mouth full of food. But but when you get these questions from the audience in this town hall, the last time out, what was one of the biggest issues that you heard the most from?
Well, I would say that it's interesting. We hear similar comments really from folks all across the city. And I would say that the majority of the comments and questions have to do with public safety, growth. You know, the one that we hosted last week over on the west side of town, there were a lot of comments and concerns about infill development, a lot of comments about wildland urban interface and you know, fire evacuation concerns and issues along those lines. But people have those kinds of questions and comments really regardless of what part of town we're in. Everybody is very curious to know what the city's stance is in general on growth and development. Some folks have questions about utilities and water and so forth. So it's really all of the topics that you would expect, but I would say again that public safety is probably the top of the list for most folks that we talk to.
Excellent. Brian, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it. Always welcome back, and we'll look forward to the next one.
Thank you very much. Again, 5:30 tomorrow night at Trainwreck Downtown.